900 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Obama brought delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago to their feet with a rousing endorsement of Vice President Harris. He also delivered some zingers about former President Trump.
There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes.
And he drew laughs when mentioning his signature accomplishment, the Affordable Care Act.
I noticed, by the way, that since it's become popular, they don't call it Obamacare no more.
A decision by Arizona Supreme Court and election officials in Montana mean that voters in those states will decide whether the right to an abortion will be enshrined in their state constitutions in November. The mayor of Moscow says the city's layered air defenses intercepted all 11 drones Ukraine fired at it. Authorities report another 60 drones fired at other targets across Russia. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris rallied a crowd of thousands at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum Tuesday night.
We're not going back. We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin state motto tells us, forward!
Her speech was streamed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign, Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance, came to Kenosha.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes 7 innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
They can handle.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Mark.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll be moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna will join us for their weekly segment. And
then Heather Heil swings by to update us on what's going on with the Children's Museum here in Green Bay.
Join us.
Minow and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Boy, I wish we could bottle up this weather. It is going to be another beautiful day around the state of Wisconsin. Thanks for starting your Wednesday with us. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, glorious, sunshiny days. Might have to burn off a little fog in the Madison area this morning, but then temperatures going into the upper 70s with just a little bit of a breeze. Maybe a little cooler along the lakeshore, highs maybe around 72 or so, but it's going to be a sunny day. Same situation for tomorrow. Looks like we're going to stay dry. Stumach, our ag meteorologist, has all the weather details you're looking for about 15 minutes down the road. You know, one of the easiest parts of my job, trying to connect the dots with the food you and I enjoy and the farmers that produce it. For example, it's time for apples in the state. Get out to your local orchards. But what you may not realize, our apple orchards face some challenges with those hot, sunny days that we experienced. Sunburn on apples. Did you know it's a thing? We'll give you a little enlightenment on that this morning. We're also talking about the beef industry. What's going on with our investments as far as the beef checkoff? We'll do an update on that. And speaking of beef, and really all things meat, think about those brats. Think about that cured ham. Think about all those Wisconsin flavors. We've got about 500 meat processors across the state of Wisconsin, from the mom-and-pop butcher shops all the way up to our mid- and larger-sized meat processing facilities that you're familiar with. How do we keep that meat processing industry vibrant? I'm talking about it next with Jeff Sindelar and the Wisconsin Meat Processing School on the horizon. Stick around.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, it's been around for a while. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't think about it until the end of the year. Now is a good time for not only farmers, but also their seed suppliers, their agronomists, their crop consultants to think about it as well. Sean, a lot of people at first will be, well, it's just for bragging rights or maybe the money that is part of the reward. But it, from your perspective, it's about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah, Pam, what I really learned from the yield contest is that farmers are always trying innovative new technologies out there in the field. And what they can do then is basically see how they work in these smaller field situations, which is the yield contest. And that information then comes back to me and is relayed to farmers through our different work groups and through them, you know, just having those conversations at Corn Soy Expo. And what's really cool about that is we can see the diversity of ways that farmers can get to these high yields.
More details available now at wisoybean.org or coolbeans.info.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Wisconsin's got a very vibrant past as far as meat processing is concerned, and now they're working on building the future. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. September 17th through the 19th, the annual Wisconsin Meat Processing School going to be happening on the UW-Madison campus. It is going to bring together beginners as well as those veterans learning to amp up their skills. Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension Meat Processing Specialist, is pulling together the curriculum as well as the talent that will be acting as mentors and trainees. And he says, this isn't the only educational offering Wisconsin offers, but it's a good one.
This is one of about a dozen educational programs that are 2 to 3 days in length. that we offer to different audiences in the state of Wisconsin and beyond. And we try to target different groups because there's so much of a need, or we believe there's a need, and we get communicated that there's a need to provide science-based knowledge and education that has that splash of art and the ability to make some, build some relationships and some connections, and really most importantly, provide learning, science-based learning that can move people to do things, that can empower people, that can provide people with knowledge and excitement to go out and tackle daily challenges, or even better yet, be creative and take a few risks and try to really do some cool things.
Yeah, and I love the agenda on this. Wisconsin Meat Processing School, again, September 17th through the 19th. It's going to be a, kind of a combination between the downtown Hilton and the meat school. I can't say the whole name. Tell me the whole name of the building, the MSABD, and I can't remember all the acronyms, what it stands for.
Yep, it's MSABD, Meat Science and Animal Biology Discovery. Meat science is our discipline. That's who we are. Animal biologics is a discipline that we are growing to become experts in really adding value to the animal and the animal industry and discovery, because this is what we do.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility and one that anybody should be happy to learn in. Now, let's talk a little bit about this curriculum, Jeff, because in a very short period of time, we're talking 2 days, you are introducing people to a lot of different concepts. Who is this ideally suited for?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Meat Processing School has been going on for a long time, probably around 40 years, and it has always been targeted for the Wisconsin meat industry. And specifically those that are new to the meat industry or those that just need a refresher. And so it's a really fun program. We cover a lot of stuff across a wide breadth and get a little bit deep in some areas on all topics meat processing.
Do you cap the class then?
We do. Just so that we can have some ability to have a little bit of instructor to student, right, quote-unquote, interaction, yeah. We cap it about 50 people.
Excellent. Now, let's go through a few of these. I mean, basic meat science is pretty, that's straightforward, non-meat ingredients, that's straightforward. Then we get into some of the finer points of what can differentiate a Wisconsin meat processor one from another. You move on to things like sausages, a couple different preparations, a couple of different ways of storing them, the shelf life of them. I mean, there is something, as you say, that can refresh even our veterans or excite a lot of young people. Are we seeing those young people get excited about this stuff, Jeff?
We are, and that excites us for doing it, and that provides us some validation that, hey, this stuff is important. And when we bring groups together at the UW-MSABD for this program, we feed off that excitement, and it's just a lot of fun. This is one of those, right, not back to the basics, but it's if you want to get in the business and you want to get a good and you want to have a good sound knowledge base to work off of, and of course learning the art and science and skills for being a good meat processor, being a good butcher, that's something that, you know, it starts somewhere and it takes years and years to refine. This course is really for those that need a good foundation to start. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, 15 or so instructors that represent that come from in the industry. We have academics that provide some very science-based knowledge. We have meat processors. We have peers that are involved with the program because mm-hmm. they bring each of those different types of instructors brings a different perspective, different experiences, different skill sets, and different knowledge to make it just a really, really powerful and impactful program.
Excellent. Again, we're talking about the Wisconsin Meat Processing School, September 17th through the 19th. Again, as I said, and Jeff reiterated, limited to 50 registration spots, but you are literally going to get 2 days jam-packed worth of everything you need to know to elevate your skills or enhance what you've already got in the meat processing industry. Jeff, as we said, it's not the only area of education that you're engaged in. Coming up later this fall, the Wisconsin Animal and Meat Industry Coalition Conference is in Madison. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Animal Ministry Coalition conference is happening October 17th and 18th. It's on campus, on the edu campus at the Powell Center. This is the third year that it's happening, and this is a place to have a conversation with thought leaders across the whole animal agriculture spectrum. So livestock producers all the way to the restaurateurs, and everyone in between, with a heavy focus on the meat and animal industries, so that we have a place or a forum where people from the industry, academia, government can all come together, talk about challenges and opportunities, come in alignment, better understand the different segments of the industry, so that we can move animal agriculture in the state of Wisconsin, move that needle for animal agriculture in the state of Wisconsin together in meaningful ways.
Hmm. I see you said it's third year, 2024. So this, I'm assuming, is kind of the repercussions of the pandemic, when everybody should have been suddenly wildly aware of the need we had for meat processors in the state of Wisconsin.
You are absolutely correct, and you may even guess what the agenda was for the first one a couple of years ago, which was focused on talent, so workforce. Right, finding employees and finding good employees, and then workforce retention, and the second was capacity. Mm-hmm. How do we do more with less? How do we become more efficient so that we can provide the services and the needs that the consumers in the state of Wisconsin are wanting?
How are we doing on that challenge, Jeff? It's not one that changes overnight, I know, but what is your sense in that particular area?
My sense is that we're making good progress. The state and the federal government have committed to providing a variety of grants and some other monies to help with training, help with purchasing more equipment and building expansion for growth and capacity. There's an awareness across the state, right, from the grassroots all the way to the Capitol, that this stuff is important. We are learning to grow and understand how to adjust businesses so that we can bring talent, we being the meat industry, they can bring talent and retain that talent so that they have, you know, employees have good, meaningful careers. Mm-hmm. Meat establishments have good, healthy, happy employees. And overall, right, businesses slowly growing. It's sustaining and growing.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar, our guest today. He is getting ready for the Wisconsin Meat Processing School coming up September 17th through the 19th. 50 spots available for those up-and-comers as well as the veteran butchers. You can find more details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You can also check it out on the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors website.
Ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may have heard references to the Purcell Principle in news reports. What started out as a U.S. Supreme Court opinion to minimize confusion and disruption close to an election may now be a partisan voter suppression tactic. 5 weeks before the 2006 midterms, a federal court stayed an Arizona voter ID proof of citizenship law intended to suppress Native American voters. The Supreme Court took the case on an emergency basis, the so-called shadow docket, and overturned Purcell versus Gonzalez, citing confusion for voters and election workers if changes were implemented too close to the election. Courts have since cited Purcell to delay voting rights and redistricting cases, sometimes at the expense of the right to vote or fair districts, as with the racially gerrymandered maps in Alabama's Milligan case. A lower court struck down the maps in January 2022, but the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the order, allowing their use for the midterms, only to throw them out in June 2023 as a violation of the Voting Rights Act. it undoubtedly cost black Alabamians fair representation. A similar scenario may be unfolding in Louisiana, where fair congressional maps were struck down with the 2024 election just 6 months away. Could a partisan court influence an election just by manipulating a voting rights case on its calendar, then citing Purcell? We'll be watching. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mino and the Mayor.
Got a real nice text for our boy Mike Pritzel. He goes, good morning, Johnny and the Mayor. Gotta love the Civic Media app as I'm driving through Sturgis, South Dakota at this very moment on my way to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a little climbing school over the next 2 weeks. Love the ability to listen to you fellas while I'm out west. Have a great week. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
And that app is so easy to...
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
We'll be moving around from Fairbanks down to Denali. We'll be in Anchorage, of course. What do you see for us weather-wise?
Well, you get to Anchorage, you're going to have some rain, it looks to me, here for the end of the week. And further south, as you head down toward the ocean, it dries out a bit. But, Pam, the temperatures, there's some upper 30s and low 40s for nighttime lows. And I'm looking at 50s for daytime highs, probably low 50s even on through the weekend. So,
well, it'll prepare
my kind of air conditioned comfort, yeah, but you know, take it as you will.
That's what I was going to say. It'll prepare us for what likely is coming to Wisconsin in the next month or so.
Oh, a couple months. We've got a lot of good weather to go, like the end of this week. I mean, let's talk about the fact that we're going to have some sunshine and very nice temperatures around here. Really not much of a rain threat either. Low pressure out to the west, high pressure overhead. That low still holding out with a front down through Montana, Wyoming, far western Nebraska. There's a little rain scattered from western down into southeast Iowa this morning. That stays away. We're in for dry and nice conditions. Yes, a little bit cooler than our normals. Oh, about 80 or just in the low 80s. The normal right now will be in the 70s yet the next couple of days. We warm it up those. We head toward the weekend. A weak front tries to drop in out of the northwest. Late Thursday, especially northwest Wisconsin, may see just a little rain. I expect that's about it. Otherwise, we stay dry heading for the weekend, warming up 80s almost everywhere for Saturday and Sunday, and a small rain chance Saturday night with another front trying to pass. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast for our backyard. We don't need to worry about Alaska.
All right. Well, we talk about a little patchy fog here and there this morning. I guess we're in that time of season. Expected a little fog early, but a sunny day today. And the Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast says those temps ought to be in the mid-70s, upper 70s in the western part of the state. Winds pretty light, becoming east about 5. Overnight, clear skies, fog around late as we fall in the low 50s with a light southeast breeze. A little morning fog tomorrow, back into the upper 70s, maybe an 80 at the far western edge of the state. Winds become south at 5. That slight rain chance in the northwest late Thursday. The rest of us, let's talk about mostly sunny skies Friday and in the upper 70s, a few 80s in the western parts of Wisconsin. Not too breezy, Pam, but the warmth is going to return for the weekend.
All right, not bad. Good timing on that. Very good, my friends. I'll catch up with you after I get back from Alaska, okay?
All right, safe travels.
Thank you. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, with our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Compere Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compere.com to find out more. Also, remember, you can follow our travels in Alaska. Just follow Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, or you can also follow Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. You'll find the pictures all there.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk about retirement plans, they'll usually start talking about 401ks. But if you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know, retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know, it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about target date funds. That's the retirement tool that I use when I did not have a job with a 401k. I chose an investment fund with a target date. For me, it was the year I'm going to retire, you know, when I turn 65. And then I started putting money in the account, and the fund adjusts my investments over time, moving from higher return but riskier things to less risky things as my retirement date approaches. The hardest part of retirement investing is getting started. I hope this helps. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Obama brought delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago to their feet with a rousing endorsement of Vice President Harris. He also delivered some zingers about former President Trump.
There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes.
And he drew laughs when mentioning his signature accomplishment, the Affordable Care Act.
I noticed, by the way, that since it's become popular, they don't call it Obamacare no more.
A decision by Arizona Supreme Court and election officials in Montana mean that voters in those states will decide whether the right to an abortion will be enshrined in their state constitutions in November. The mayor of Moscow says the city's layered air defenses intercepted all 11 drones Ukraine fired at it. Authorities report another 60 drones fired at other targets across Russia. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris rallied a crowd of thousands at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum Tuesday night.
We're not going back. We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin's state motto tells us, forward!
Her speech was streamed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign, Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance, came to Kenosha.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes 7 innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
They can handle.
What time are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Mark.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With sports on Mike Clemens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3- and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Backseat.
check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Already, and he did that time and time again.
Well, if you plan on spending time in the outdoors, you usually put on sunscreen, right? Well, putting on sunscreen in an apple orchard, kind of difficult. Apples can get sunburn. And in fact, that's an economic challenge for a lot of our Wisconsin apple orchards this year. Welcome back, everybody. That's what we talk about. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. How can they protect themselves from sunburn in the apple orchard? I'm talking about the actual apples themselves can turn into an economic hardship. We've got one of those stories coming your way in just a moment. So today is the 21st day of August. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day in 1879, Oldsmobile is founded by Ransom Eli Olds of the Olds Motor Works. It was up in Lansing, Michigan, where the first car rolled off the assembly line. Doors on Oldsmobile actually closed in 2004. On this day in 1911, the Mona Lisa, stolen from the Paris Museum, it was on display at, the Leonardo da Vinci painting was actually taken by an employee of the museum. They recovered it 2 years later in Italy. Mona Lisa stolen on this day back in 1911. And happy birthday today to Sex and the City's Samantha Kim Cattrall. She's 68 years young. And now you know. It's Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com, a great website that will give you all the information you're looking for, no matter the auction type you're seeking. And remember, if you're starting to think about an auction yourself, or you need a little bit more information about something, they're always ready to help you. That toll-free number, 800-726-8609, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. We often talk about the diversity of auctions that the Steffes Group is handling on any given day. And this one is a perfect example, Ashley. We've got that manure pumping equipment auction that is definitely a unique one because it's a specialty area. But you folks at the Steffes Group have experts on hand ready to talk about it. And you've got a great lineup of equipment ready to go, too.
Yeah, we really do. And that auction ends on the 27th. But, you know, we've done several retirements for people and that had manure pumping equipment, and we saw the need for this years ago. So twice a year, once in the spring, once kind of end of summer, we do the manure pumping and handling auction. And there's an actual great lineup of equipment on this sale. We have two Noon Lagoon crawlers, and those don't come up for auction very often. There ain't a lot of used out there for sale, actually. So unique opportunity there. We have a couple quad trains. Looks like four or five tankers on that sale, quite a number of lead pumps, applicators, and lots of hose and agitation equipment. So you definitely want to check that out. There's a lot of equipment on that sale.
Well, and although I always think about the specialty folks that are uniquely running their operations, solely doing this kind of a job, you know, for some of our larger livestock operations, they may be intrigued to try to grab at least one or two pieces of that equipment and own it themselves.
Yeah, you know, people rely on the custom applicators and stuff to do a lot of this, but you know, they can't always be there in a timely fashion. So having something to get started with or having some of your own stuff, maybe not to do the whole thing, but what a way to just start getting into it.
Well, and this year, especially after all the rain that we picked up in Wisconsin, I think a lot of dairies, anybody with containment manure probably realizes some years you've got to store more water than you want. So like you said, having a little bit of a backup plan in your own control is a good thing. And the other thing is about the Steffes Group, you do have resident experts, authorities on this kind of equipment. So if you're in the business and you're talking the language, somebody at the Steffes Group can handle your call.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, myself included, you know, we go right out to the farm. We talk about what you got. We can show you all the results of stuff that is sold just like it. So I don't think you can find that anywhere else.
No, especially this type of auction. Again, Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group, that manure pumping equipment available now on their newly revised website. Don't forget about that. If you maybe got involved with this unique manure pumping auction a year ago or earlier this spring, remember they did update their website, and that may mean you re-enter some of your credentials. Get started on that now, folks. Again, steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com, or if you have some issues and you want to walk them through, you want to learn more about that manure pumping equipment, something intrigues you, call them. They're happy to help. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Here comes Labor Day weekend, that last gasp of summer. For me, it's time to amp up the grilling experience. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrunner Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturdays, 9 until 1, and open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online, BavariaSausage.com. Don't forget, check out their Facebook page as well, and know that they are working on a fantastic new website they should unveil pretty soon. Tell you what, in Wisconsin, we grill year-round, and now with the football season on the horizon, you want to make sure that you're changing up your flavors on that grill from time to time. How about taking a look at the new Cajun Brat available at Bavaria Sausage? Don't forget, we've got the tried and true Red Lager Brat. Whatever flavor you're looking for, Bavaria Sausage has something you're going to like. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, and always open at BavariaSausage.com. It's apple picking time across the state of Wisconsin, so plan on heading out towards a local apple orchard near you. Some of our growers faced unique challenges this year with the warmer temperatures and the sunshine. Their apples got sunburned. That's the word from Amaya Atucci. She's a University Extension fruit specialist.
Basically, you know, sunburn in apples happens when the fruit is exposed to intense sunlight, especially when there's like really high temperatures and low humidity. So that results in this external damage to the fruit. You see this kind of like, you know, like basically like a sunburn. You see this like dark area in the fruit, and you can also see a little bit of damage right underneath the skin to the pulp of the fruit as well.
Amaya Atucci, University Extension fruit specialist. Now, obviously, if apples are sunburned, that's going to cause an economic loss to the apple orchard. They're probably not going to be able to sell it for the price that they'd like. Something to be aware of. But like I said, it is apple picking season, so make sure you're making plans to head to an apple orchard near you. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning holding firm in Chicago. Right now, December corn's up 2 at $3.99. November soybeans are up 4 at $9.80. The September wheat's unchanged right now at $5.33. Dairy's been holding its own this week. Barrel cheese was actually up a penny yesterday, $2.26.50. 40-pound block cheese stood still at $2.10, while AA butter dropped a penny and a half to $3.17 a pound. The September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning is up a penny at $22.51. October closed 23 cents stronger, $22.68 a hundredweight. On the way next, our beef producers continue to watch a very robust market. Every time that they sell an animal, they contribute a little bit of money toward the beef checkoff. How are those dollars being invested, and what kinds of return on that investment are those producers seeing? That's the question we try to answer next with Greg Haynes. He is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Board, and he'll join us next.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll be moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna will join us for their weekly segment.
And then Heather Heil swings by to update us on what's going on with the Children's Museum here in Green Bay.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
We're happy to welcome in Greg Haynes. He is the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Now, Greg, before we get too far down the road, let's explain for folks just exactly what the Cattlemen's Beef Board does.
Right. So, no, great to be here today, Pam. Thanks for having me. We have the Cattlemen Beef Board, so we manage the National Beef Checkoff Program. So as you know, every time an animal is sold, a dollar is collected, and half stays in that state where it's collected. So in your case, that half stays in Wisconsin, and the other half then goes to the national level. And then we work with the national contractors to then implement programs designed to educate and promote and build demand for beef on that national level. But again, working very closely with the state so they can leverage kind of these economies of scale that we're able to get on the national level, but use it on that boots on the ground, local level within the state.
Every producer, no matter what they're growing, is curious about return on investment, whether it's on the farm or whether it's their checkoff dollars, Greg. They just received the National Beef Checkoff 2024 Return on Investment Economic Impact Study. It is available online. If anybody wants to seek it out, you're welcome to do that. Just go to beefboard.org. Give me a little sense on the takeaways that you immediately noticed on that return on investment study.
Yeah, I was really excited to see this report come out. I think there was a lot of really good information and information that the beef producers out there should be pretty excited about. So we worked with Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University, and he's kind of the expert on these kind of return on investment studies, especially for ag commodities and groups like us. And so he was working on this, looking at the impacts over the last 5 years, and the returns I thought were pretty phenomenal. So what we saw is that we have, for every dollar that we invest, we get almost $13.41 back to the producers and the importers who pay into the program. And when you look at that on, I guess, more concrete terms, so what that means is that we are now selling either domestically or internationally about 2.8 million pounds, or actually billion pounds more of beef around the world. And so that's a huge impact, and that's just shown from what the checkoff is able to do as far as boosting that demand out there.
Yeah, and we've seen, obviously, now you mentioned this is from 2019 to 2023. Things have changed a little bit in the marketplace, Greg. Does this economic study tell you anything about the current return on investment with these escalated, wonderful, but escalated beef prices?
Yeah, and I mean, this goes through 2023, basically, so it doesn't get all of 24 into that. But what we're seeing on the on other studies and just that general, that demand that's out there is that even with the higher prices right now, is that consumers are continuing to pay for beef. And so they have a demand for it, that the prices aren't impacting their want for it. And so to me, that's just a huge testament about how impactful the checkout programs are, because that demand for a product doesn't just happen overnight. You know, we have a lot of competition from other animal proteins. We've got, you know, plant-based proteins. All of this is out there vying for the consumer's dollar and their interests, and they want to be center of plate. But we're seeing that beef is maintaining that center of plate despite the prices. So that is awesome. And then it ties in very closely to this whole return on investment study, because this still shows that impact every year that we have. And what Dr. Kaiser does is he takes out other factors that could be impacting demand. So we know it's not just the checkoff that's increasing demand, even though we'd love to claim that. But there's other things, you know, it's like, how's the economy doing? What's the price of beef? What's the price of pork or chicken or competing proteins? What are exchange rates? What are people's incomes? And it takes all of those and cancels them out to show just the impact of the checkoff. And that's where these results, I think, are so exciting, because we did have a lot of inflation during COVID and during these last 5 years. And despite all of that, these returns have been amazing as far as what it's done just to the beef industry. The impact of selling more beef like this, that almost, you know, 2.8 billion pounds of beef added about $3.3 billion to the beef industry. And if you look at steer prices would have been almost 8% lower if the checkoff hadn't been around. So to me, that's a pretty tangible and high impact testament to how powerful the beef checkoff is.
Greg Haynes is along with us. He's the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You can see this return on investment study for yourself at beefboard.org. This conversation brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. And like I said, remember, dairy, that involves you more and more these days. You can find more on that, beeftips.com. Greg, let's talk a little bit more about what many people don't remember when it comes to the beef industry, and that is the indirect impact that the beef checkoff, the beef industry has on communities. That's kind of an untold story, but this return on investment study does a really good job of drawing everybody in on this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the first time we've really included that in our return on investment study. And I think that impact, like you're saying, Pam, is so much broader than people realize. And so, again, that just shows the impact that the industry and the beef checkoff have within our country. So just the, you know, indirect effects of what the checkoff was able to do, that increased the U.S. GDP by about $9.5 billion. And if you look at jobs that are added as, as an impact from checkoff and checkoff-related activities, it's almost 50,000 new jobs that are created from the checkoff. And so that adds about 2.1 in employment income and about 4.2 billion in just other value add within the industry. So like you said, the impact is huge, not just directly to our industry, but to the whole economy. And so I think being able to see that really shows the value that, that the industry and the checkoff are able to have.
Yeah, so good to have you along with us, Greg. Greg Haynes is the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And as he said, this new independent study released looking at the beef checkoff return on investment. And the bottom line is, for every dollar that's invested by that beef producer, and remember, that involves our dairy industry as well, this independent research shows for every dollar that you're committing to the beef checkoff, it is returning to you about $13.41 to producers and importers that pay into the program. If you'd like to follow up and take a closer look at this independent research, go to beefboard.org, beefboard.org, under their research tab. All brought to you courtesy of our Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. I'll be out on our Alaska farm tour until September 4th. Follow us on social media. I'll post pictures from Alaska. Fabulous farm babes. What you want to look for?
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mexico's plan to ban imports of genetically modified corn is going through a legal review of sorts. An update today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Back in 2021, Mexico's president decided to ban genetically modified corn in the country, including corn imports. Since Mexico is the largest foreign buyer of U.S. corn, efforts have continued to get the decree lifted. Very recently, a judicial review of arguments for and against the ban took place. Also, Mexico elected a new president in June, and she takes office in October. In a podcast from the National Corn Growers Association, Christy Goodfellow of the National Corn Refiners Association says the new government organizing to take over in Mexico is looking at the ban, perhaps with a more realistic perspective.
Mexico can't actually replace all of the imported corn without completely decimating their livestock sector, which is really reliant on that. What's in the decree is this instructions to substitute over time. Effectively, the new Secretary of Agriculture is talking about continuing to develop production in Mexico, and they will continue importing and replace imports as they are able to with their own domestic production.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
classic, cozy, cool. It's the theme for this year's Oshkosh Jazz Festival and describes the music you hear by jazz guitar great John Pizzarelli. Aaron Bame, the main organizer, says he's also planning a surprise.
He's going to start the first half of his headlining set. The Water City Jazz Orchestra from the Fox Valley is going to be joining him for the second half of the set. Pizzarelli literally meets the Oshkosh musicians playing together.
The fest is just 4 years old, but already popular.
It's really, really fun to look out on the audience and then the hometown and see everybody going, oh, okay, I get jazz. This is cool.
The Oshkosh Jazz Fest is happening on Main Street starting after 1 this Saturday afternoon, August 24th. It's free and open to all. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.